I started to examine the idea of human parallel thought processing, just like the Edenist habitats. They can hold a million conversations at once, as well as regulating their environment, acting as an administration executive and a thousand other functions, although they have only one consciousness. Yet we poor mortal humans can only ever think about or do one thing at a time. I sought to reprofile a neural network so that it could conduct several operations simultaneously. That was the key. I realized that as there was no limit to the number of operations which could be conducted, you could even have multiple independent units, bonded by affinity and sharing a single identity. That way, when one dies, there is no identity loss. The consciousness remains intact and a new unit is grown to replace it. Unit? Quinn said heavily. You mean a person? I mean a human body with a modified brain, bonded to any number of cloned replicas via affinity. That is the project to which I have devoted my energies here in this exile. With some considerable degree of success, I might add, despite the difficulties of isolation. A parallel processing brain has been designed, and my colleagues are currently sequencing it into my germplasm's DNA. After that, my clones will be grown in exo-wombs. Our thoughts will be linked right from the moment of conception. They will feel what I feel, see what I see. My personality will reside in each of us equally, a homogenized presence. Ultimately, this original body will wither away to nothing, but I shall remain. Death shall become a thing of the past for me. Death will die. I intend to spread out through this world until its resources belong to me, its industries and its population. Then a new form of human society will take shape, one which is not governed by the blind, overwhelmingly biological imperative to reproduce. We shall be more ordered, more deliberate. Ultimately, I envisage incorporating biotech constructs into myself. As well as human bodies, I will be starships and habitats, life without temporal limit nor physical restriction. I shall transcend, Quinn. Isn't that a dream worth chasing? And now I offer it to you. The Homestead girls can provide enough ova for all of us to be cloned. Modifying your DNA is a simple matter, and each of your clones will breed true. You can join us, Quinn. You can live forever. You can even deal with this Vanath person. 10 of you, 20, an army of your mirror selves can descend on her arcology to effect your revenge. Now, doesn't that appeal, Quinn? Hasn't that got more style than rushing round a jungle at night, carving people's guts out for a few thousand fuser dollars? Sheer willpower kept Quinn's face composed into an indifferent mask. He wished he had never come, wished he had never figured out the Kestrel. God's brother, how he wished! Vanath was nothing compared to this crazo. Vanath was pure reason's sanity. Yet all the shit Latin spouted had a terrible logic, drawing him in like the dance of the Black Widow. Telling him he could be immortal was the same trick he had used against the Ivets, but with such demonic panache, blooding him in conspiracy, making sure there was no turning back. He knew Latin would never let him get to Dunningham's spaceport, let alone reach an orbiting starship. Not now, not with him knowing. The only way out of this tree, this room, with his brain still his own, was by agreeing. And it was going to have to be the most convincing agreement he had ever made in his life. "This spreading your mind around gimmick, would I have to give up my belief?" he asked. Latin gave him a thin smile. "Your belief would be amplified, safeguarded against loss in your multiple units, and carried down the centuries. You could even step out of the shadows to exhort your belief. What difference would it make if individual units were flung in jail or executed? The you that is you would remain." "And sex? I'd still have sex, wouldn't I?" "Yes, with one small difference. Every gene would be dominant. Every child you sired would be another of your units." "How far along are you with this parallel processor brain? Have you actually grown one to see if it works?" "A numerical simulacrum has been run through a biotech processor array. The analysis program proved its validity. It's a standard technique." The one Edenus geneticists used to design the Voidhawks.